everyone. Welcome to New Genesis Wrestling High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, is NGW head official Scott Cross. Scott, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You know, we're getting closer to Melee Mosquito 3. We're another week down. We're under a month now, so I'm excited.
Yeah, and we're here live on Facebook, YouTube, and now Twitch.
Yep, now we're on Twitch. We just keep growing, you know. We're just going to keep getting bigger and bigger, you know. But, you know, another week, and we did have another match announcement this week. So I'm excited about that one.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did have another match announcement this week.
Oh, what match is that, Scott?
That was the NGW Tag Team titles were announced this week. As the fam
is the Great Heathen Army?
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. Excited about that one. You know, we are having one of the Great Heathen Army. We're having Reinar on here tonight. So, fitting that match was announced, you know. Great Heathen Army looking to get gold in NGW, taking on the fam.
The two-time NGW tag team champion.
The first ever two-time NGW tag team champion. They like to remind people about that one.
Yeah, and of course, we're also going to be having Jerry Morgan taking on Sid Holland for the Wrestling for a Cure championship.
Yep, that's going to be another great match. You know, Jerry Morgan, you know, what is he, undefeated and has not been pinned or submitted in three companies, and he is the current Ignite Outburst champion right now, looking to get another belt added to his collection as he takes on Sid Holland for the Wrestling for a Cure heavyweight championship.
Oh, and we've already got LVK down in the comments.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Checking us out here. Is that a broom? I think he's saying he's going to be sweeping the competition. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he's got a little interest in our guest tonight.
Well, I mean, you know, LVK is going to be going up against our guest tonight, right?
Yes, exactly. You know, this will be the, you know, they're going face to face. You know, they've had a couple confrontations there, and we're going to talk with Reinar when he comes out about their little...
I have no interest in peace.
Did you hit a button? Oh.
Speak of the man.
Shut your mouth, guy. Nobody wants to hear from you.
Oh, man. How did he get on so early?
I do what I want.
He is the guest.
Well, I know, but, you know, usually we get to talk a little bit before we're rudely interrupted. But anyways, you know.
Talk a little bit too much is my opinion.
Okay.
Oh, we got a little bit of clarification from LVK here saying the fam will be 2-0 on Saturday, clean sweep. Fam's
okay.
Facing off against your boys there on Saturday, Reinar.
Got them numbers switched, bud. Got them numbers switched.
Well.
Oh, we got the infamous Dardar in the chat saying, hey, Reinar, your guy's number one fan isn't here. He's at a concert.
He's
referring to Benny.
Wait a second. What concert?
I don't know.
LVK seems impressed that your ship has Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we have all kinds of nice things on board.
Nice selection of meat, I hope.
Absolutely.
So, I guess we'll just get right into this here. Let me go ahead and pull up our nice little card on you here is that you're looking to defeat LVK at Melee Mosquito 3. You are a one-time tag team champion at IWA, a one-time IEW tag team champion. You have 2 years in professional wrestling, and you were trained up by Jason Static. And a little bit of a fun fact, this will actually be your first singles match in NGW.
Correct. And now's the time for me to show everybody exactly why Reinar is a leader of the Great Heathen Army. I couldn't think of a better blood sacrifice than LVK.
Now, oh, We got a lot of new faces popping up in our chat here. We got Mayor Savage. We got Megan Nicole Smith. Welcome, everybody. Everybody, make sure if you have any questions for Reinhard the Hooligan, you drop them down below in the chat, and we'll see if he's gentlemanly enough to answer them. LVK, actually, I don't know if he's bored with us or if he's bored with you.
I don't know what he's bored with.
So how did this whole confrontation... Oh, he's bored with this interview already. This guy sucks.
We
do have Donde in the chat.
Welcome. How does Donde always find us? Donde can never find his way to the venue, but he can find how to get on here when we're live. I don't get it.
It's because you send a notification, Scott.
Well, you know, he is.
Donde is something else.
He's on his way to Mascuda right now. He's heading to Mascuda right now for Melee Mascuda. So I don't know. Hopefully he'll be there by the time the show actually happens.
You know what, Ryan? We have a response from the infamous Dardar on where Benny is. Yeah. And I approve of this answer. But apparently Benny is at a Primus concert.
I'll accept that. That's fair. But Les Claypool's just as cool as Reinhardt, so acceptable.
And we've got LVK just flat out saying that Reinhardt sucks.
Oh, my God. Shut up. But you never have anything to do with it.
We have Megan Nicole countering with an LVK sucks.
Smart fans know LVK sucks.
So let me ask you, how... From your point of view, let's start with this. From your point of view, how did this whole thing with you and LVK get started?
All right, look, it's simple. I was minding my own business. Okay? Minding my own business. Whenever I hear somebody just talking mad trash from the crowd, and I look over, and who do I see? LVK. Now, I didn't know who he was. I didn't care who he was. Honestly, I still don't care who he is. But I'm not going to let somebody sitting in the crowd run their mouth. And let's just say he took things a little too far and escalated them to a physical point where I had to defend myself from a cowardly attack. And that set in motion pretty much everything that's happened so far. I mean, ever since that day, we've been screwed over at every opportunity by the fam. Nobody's doing anything about it, so we're going to do something about it. And Melee and Mascuda, I'm going to sacrifice LVK, and my brothers are going to bring home tag team gold. It's simple. We're done playing games. We have no interest in peace. We're coming to raid, we're coming to reign, and we're coming to ruin.
So I bring up asking you how it got started from your perspective, because we actually do have a little bit of video here of that confrontation that happened between you and LVK at Endless Winter at the beginning of the year. So let's take a look at that here. Now, that looked to me like you initiated the whole thing.
That's not me.
What?
That's not me. I don't know where you got that footage. I don't know where you doctored it from, but that's not me. That is clearly not me. You can ask anybody who has ever come out and paid their money to see Reinhardt. That's not me. It's not me.
No, I'm entirely certain that's you. Those are your trunks.
That is not me, dude. You're lying. Now you're just spreading falsehood. That is not me. I don't know where you got that footage, but that is not me on that footage.
You know, I wasn't going to bring this up, but, you know, first off, that is you. Without
that is not me. You. That's not me.
And I do have a little bit of a personal kind of bone to pick with you here, because I'm not sure if you knew this, but you decided to go ahead and pick a fight and start antagonizing LVK. You're about 5 feet away from my niece.
You should have sprung for better seats.
They were front row seats.
Okay, front row seats. Why weren't they entrance side? Good pictures. More memorable experience. It sounds to me like you need to be a better uncle.
Oh, front row seats, right in the middle of the ring, right middle of the ring. They could catch everything that happened. They almost caught an LVK to the lap.
That's not my fault. That's LVK's fault. Why don't you ask him?
And now you two are just kind of, you know, being keyboard warriors at each other.
I'm not being a keyboard warrior. I am telling him exactly what I think of him and exactly what to expect whenever we step in the ring at Melee and Mascuda 3.
All right, so we've got Douglas O'Shea coming to your defense here saying that didn't look like you in the video.
What the heck?
I'm entirely certain that was him in the video, and
Douglas O'Shea, the
inductees into this year's 2025 Independent St. Louis Wrestling Hall of Fame. But yeah, no, that you know, we've got LVK in the comments. Is this dude serious? If you're gonna talk tough, at least own up to it. Now you're getting your ass kicked in front of Don and Megan.
I haven't said that I haven't talked up. Like I said, I gave my opinion and I told you what's going to happen when we step in the ring. That's actually absolutely owning up to everything that I've said. Yes, you're tough. Yes, you're talented. But it's also true that you look like a twink participation trophy. Get over it. I own up to everything that I say.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
He's bringing up a pretty good point, though, saying that he's all about action. Clearly, he proved that at the last show, of which he's referring to Madness and Mayhem, where he yanked you off of a ladder.
Exactly. Repeat that for the people in the back, please.
Yeah, he yanked you off of a ladder.
Exactly. He attacked me when my back was turned like a coward.
You know, I think you have plenty of warning that he was coming to the ring, though.
Security should have done a better job. It's their job to keep the fans on that side. I don't care if he signed a contract. I don't care if he's part of the company. He wasn't booked in the match. They should have kept him.
Security did do their job. They kept him, but Phoenix is the one who granted him the one-night contract and allowed him to go in the ring. So security did their job. He was granted the one-night contract.
Okay, so it's Phoenix's fault.
I mean, if you want to throw, like I said,
I was a fingertip away from the tag team titles before LVK pulled me off the ladder and sucker punched me like a coward.
Yeah, he got you a couple of good hits in there.
But, I mean, it is payback for what you did do to him the first time. Yeah. You shoved him the first time, and now he got his payback. So, at Scott, Melee,
we got Darter in the comments saying to look behind you.
Look behind me? Why am I looking behind me? There's nothing here.
I don't know.
Idiot.
I already set Donde. He's in Massachusetts waiting for Melee. That's where he said. That's what Donde said.
He said he was on his way to Mascuda. He didn't even say where he was.
I told him Mascuda. He said he heard Massachusetts. So
yeah, LVK saying not only did he pull you off the ladder, but he kicked your ass, and come the June 21st, he's going to finish the job.
He's not going to do anything. Nothing.
I think I see what's going on here, Scott.
What
is that Dardar is convinced that somebody is in your house?
Well, it was Donde, but I sent him on the road like a week ago, so there ain't nobody here. I mean, I hope he's not here. And we better not. We better not get that count up tonight.
Well, we'll try our best.
Yeah. He's probably your house, Dardar. I think I sent him over there. He ain't here.
LVK is saying that Reinar said it three times and wet his pants.
I'm not worried about
Butcher. Oh. Hey, Reinar. We got somebody who just joined in here that I think wants to have a word with you.
You summoned me trying to tell me how to do my job?
I just thought you did a bad job.
But you're not qualified to do my job. You're not qualified to do half of what you're assigned to do. So I would suggest you keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
But it's my fault?
Well, yeah, you're the one that left.
You're the one that jumped at him first, though. No, did you expect not to have repercussions for that?
That was not me in the video.
No, we established that was you in the video.
Yeah.
It is not me.
I was by ringside. That was you.
No, you're
clear
mistaken.
As day. Oh, I'm mistaken?
You're absolutely mistaken. It happens to me all the time. I've got a very one of those faces and, you know, everybody thinks that they see it. No, it's not me.
The camera guy's photos from that whole entire night have a clear picture of you by ringside that night. You started it. You couldn't finish it. That is not my problem.
That's not how it happened. I don't remember it that way.
Oh, well, maybe you need to ask your heathen gods, because evidently the god of memory needs to come find you because you're losing it.
No, absolutely. I remember that night just fine. But I remember, you know, a fan starting this whole thing.
Well, I tell you what. But hold on. A fan starting the whole thing, but you weren't there. So why would you have to make that decision?
Well, I mean, obviously, with the video they showed, it was a guy arguing with a fan. There was a bear.
But it was you.
Yeah, that.
But it's you. So, I will tell you right now, you're interrupting my family time, but you're not going to call me out on running my company. So, you have, you know, a show and a match on June's show. Hopefully you can make it and not whoever you think, you know, looks like you. So rest up. Make sure you eat your Wheaties and be prepared, I believe, to get your butt kicked. But we're not going to call me out for something I do. Got it?
To Phoenix's point here, Reinar, who is that?
That's not me.
That's not you.
No, it's not me. Look at that guy's hairline. It's way worse than mine. I don't have that much hair.
You got that weird looking facial hair. So yeah, that is you.
No. I see a guy with a beard, but that dude has way more hair than me.
Hey, camera guy and Scott, can you go back to LVK's comment? I tried to read it, but I couldn't see it because you guys had the picture up. He's scared. He finished it too late. Tell you don't wrestle his dude if he wets his pants. No, LVK, you're signed for the match in June, man. Sorry.
Oh, no, I am not afraid. I am not afraid of this show.
Okay, so you can go talk your smack. I'm going to leave. Y'all have a good night. I will talk to y'all later.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Pleasure as always, Ms. Quinn.
That's your fault, Scott. That was your fault, Scott.
You're the one who blamed the security.
I hope you're happy, Scott.
No, you blamed the security for it. I said it wasn't the security.
Yeah, exactly. It's all your fault. You need to learn how to shut up.
You're just mad because you got called out.
I believe that that you had something in relation to a hashtag Scott's fault that you wanted to share with everybody, though, today, Ryan.
Oh, gosh. Does everybody have a Scott's fault?
So, you know, everybody's been on this whole, on this fence, like, you know, is Scott a good referee? Is Scott not a good referee? But I have, like, undeniable proof that this Jag isn't fit to officiate because he allows his personal bias to interfere with the matches. So, Mr. Camera Guy, if you do me a favor, and please put up that screenshot I sent you. What's that say right there? What's that say, Scott? I know you can't count, but can you read?
Hey, you're the one who cried to management to get on the podcast.
No. Read lower.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that says, that's why I fast count you, Scott.
Well, yeah. Okay. You know, there is a reason behind that. You know.
There's a reason behind that. Explain it.
Here's the thing. Reinar forgets what comes after two, so I have to remind him all the time. So I have to tell him, hey, here comes two, here comes three. But then he forgets. So I have to always remind him. So if I go slower than normal, according to him, it throws him off. So
you're talking about slow counting and you said fast counting. You're an imbecile.
You think it's okay. You and Playboy and PYT think I fast count, you know?
Jesus.
You guys.
Well, yeah, now we know that like there's credibility to these things with like Scott's fast counting people.
Okay.
Oh, we need to bring up this comment from Donde back here saying that referee Scott, that was not nice.
It's never nice.
And also we have LVK saying, dang, I have some concerns because wrestling pee pants Reinar clearly isn't going to work for me.
It's clearly not going to work out for you. You can call me any schoolyard name you want, but the fact of the matter remains, when the bell rings, it's my hand that's going to be raised, it's my name that's going to be chanted, and it's your name that's going to be the foot.
You know, I have to say that this confrontation has been building since the beginning of the year. It's going to take 6 months for us to hopefully see the conclusion of it, but let me ask you this, Ryan. Do you think that you're going to be able to settle things with LVK in just one match?
If he's dumb enough to come back for more after what I did to him after the first one, I'll have no problem.
LVK is saying even Scott is roasting you too, Heath.
Blah, 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 blah.
We've got Dardar saying, Reinar, wear your willow pants. We'll help. And LVK is asking Donde to bring you some diapers for the show.
Oh, God. See, this is the problem, is nobody's there to handle Donde.
And that is supposed to be Scott's job.
And where is he? Once again, not doing his job.
What do I do now? Sorry, I'm taking care of business. What do I do now?
Scott, you're supposed to be helping to host a podcast. Right?
I know, but I'm getting a little side business that I got to get. I'm booking a future guest on the podcast So, take care of a little business, but I'm back now. So.
Oh, my goodness. Scott, you're not going to believe this. Ryer, you're not going to believe this.
What?
Donde has picked a side.
He has picked a side. What?
Donde has picked hashtag Scott's fault.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad everybody's joining the side. Hey, maybe I can sell more stickers that way.
Even Donde knows.
Jerry.
Donde don't. Well, Jerry always says it's Scott's fault. Everything's my fault.
I rarely agree with Jerry, but for once, he's right. I really hate saying that.
Man, yeah, just everybody hopping on Scott, hashtag Scott's fault right now, man.
Everything's my fault.
Everything is your fault. You're terrible.
Okay. First of all,
you've even admitted to somebody that you fast count them now, Scott.
I didn't fast. I never said I fast counted. In their mind, I
put it back up. Put it back up.
In their mind, I fast counted. I say stuff and people.
That's why I fast count.
I didn't say fast. That was a typo. It wasn't supposed to say fast.
No, it's not a typo.
That's Google.
You let your feelings be known. That was like Google. You finally got your big boy hair. I'm proud of you for that. You just picked the wrong guy.
That was a Google Translate thing. That was a typo.
You speak idiot.
Well, we speak the same language, don't we? That's why we talk a lot.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. My goodness. Correct.
Just straight. We got Dardar wondering, what has this podcast become?
At this point, I don't know.
A raid brought to you by Rydar the Hooligan.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So, Rydar, once you're done, let's say, with LBK, where do you plan to go in NGW?
Straight up. I'm heading towards the top. This raid is personal. This raid starts with LVK, and this raid ends with the NGW Heavyweight Champion.
Why the heavyweight? There's plenty of titles within NGW. We've got the Heavyweight Championship. We have the Lightning Division Champion, which doesn't have any type of weight class. Have the tag team titles, and there's also the Chaotic Championship as well.
Oh, you think that we're just going to go straight towards it? No, no, no. Every title is in my sights. But the heavyweight title is the most prestigious in the company, and it needs a proper king.
We got LBK. Scott, you won't have to worry about your counts. I'm not in this match for a regular three count. I'm in this match to upset Don and Megan and put this dude to sleep. Screw a pen. Also, after the match is over, please make sure we have someone to change the canvas, because pretty sure this dude is going to bedwetter us. He's a bedwetter.
I can't wait to leave you in that ring broken and in a puddle of your own humility.
You two are just not sparing any barbs in this.
No, I'm done talking. I don't want to talk anymore. I want to get my hands on him. I want to punch him in the face.
So I know you probably might not want to answer this, because, you know, I know you don't want to reveal any strategy beforehand, but I'm still going to ask you, are you going to just go right to battle in the ring? Or are you going to let things breathe for a minute before you get to business?
First off, I'm not going to say too much, because you never want to repeat your strategy. But let me just say that there's going to be quite a bit of the classic Viking strategy. Do you know what that is?
No.
Attack until there's no one left. So I'm going to tear through LVK. And if his little friends, the fam, want to come down, I'm going to tear through them too, because I'm here to make a statement. I'm here to let people know that the Great Heathen Army is going to become a problem in NGW unless we get the respect we deserve.
So we asked LBK, he was on last week, as you know, because you were down in the comments, antagonizing him, shall we say. But we asked him last week if he had any concerns about the Great Heathen Army being ringside during the match. He said that it didn't matter, but do you plan on just soloing this, or are you going to be bringing the Great Heathen Army out as well?
My brothers have their hands full with their own battle.
Ridley Scott!
Oh, God.
Donde, what the heck's he doing? Donde, where are you
That's
at?
Your fault! Massachusetts! I cannot find the melee!
What? I said Muscoota, not Massachusetts.
You said what?
Muscoota. Oh, my God. You're in the wrong state, Donde.
Muscoota.
Hello?
Donde.
Don't just start rocking on random people's windows.
Well, they're not going to tell me where I am. Anyway, I call in because this is your fault, Scott. Camera guy, call me daughter. I'm not daughter. I'm Donde.
No, yes, but you're not the camera guy.
All of this because they called you Dardar instead of Donde.
Yeah. Well, he thinks he's the camera guy, too.
They're a police officer here. Maybe they tell me where I am.
Oh, yeah, please. Go up to them. Go bother the police officer, Donde.
Donde, I have to go.
Please.
Oh, my God. So he's in Massachusetts.
It's a loose standards on getting in this show if Donde can just pop in whenever he wants.
Well, he does have the password. So he knows how to get in.
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by a large man-child. My brothers have their own battle to worry about. So I don't expect them. I don't expect them to come through and watch me sacrifice LVK to the old gods. I expect them to stay focused on their mission and bringing the NGW tag team titles home to the Great Heathen Army.
Donde, the password is not 15. Thank goodness. And you put the password in.
It's 1234, Donde.
Scott.
Oh.
Now you got to change that.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Again. Fine. I'll change it to 5678 again back.
Perfect. Great job. Great job. Moral.
Scott. You know, it happens.
Oh, who said it?
Who said it? Did somebody say it?
What is that?
Yeah. You don't
What in Helheim was that?
That was the counter, Reinar.
Yeah.
What are we counting?
A name we don't want to say.
I don't believe I've said that name, I don't know, maybe once the entire time.
Yeah. We get up to three and it's bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Well, we don't want to get up to three.
Are you sure we don't want to get up to three? Because I can just get that out of the way so we can continue to talk to Reinar about this match where I'm going to beat the living daylights out of LBK. Can we just get it out of the way?
Well, let's see what LBK just said something. Let's see what.
Yeah, he's saying, LBK is saying your only strategy is getting punched in the face. That is a strategy that works well for you. Another strategy is fighting out of Dreamland after I put you to sleep.
Oh my God. It's like arguing with a child. It's like arguing, I'm gonna put you to sleep. I'm gonna put you to sleep. Shut up. No, you're not.
Oh God, he's back again.
Preacher!
John Day.
We are always watching.
I regret giving him the password now.
I regret a lot of things.
You know, we.
It's a smart person right there. Cole Smith smart. They know. They understand.
And she also proclaims that that was creepy.
Just a little bit.
The better question is, what was creepy, Donde or Preacher popping on? Oh. But, you know, So you said that you fully intend to face this battle by yourself, correct?
Correct.
Do you? So, but we know that LVK also is friends with the fam. Are you going to go ahead and talk with DK and Rixer to kind of have them maybe on standby if the fam decides to come out to support LVK, or are you just going to take on all comers?
I'll take on all comers. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. If my brothers see an opportunity to come out and even up the odds for me, and they want to take it, I'll be grateful. But I'm not worried about the fam. And I got something for each and every one of them.
And I do have to ask you, because I believe that this is the first time since then that we've actually had somebody on the show who was a participant in the first ever Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match in New Genesis Wrestling.
I'm sorry, what?
You are a participant in the first ever Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match in New Genesis Wrestling.
I don't know. Something's just happened, man. I can barely hear you.
You were a participant in the first ever TLC match in NGW.
Correct.
What was that like?
It was exhilarating. It was an ancestral battle brought back to life within that squared circle, and felt right at home amongst the chaos. I know that we had that miscommunication, and DK speared Rixer through a table, but those things happen, and you know, DK is a modern Viking, and you know.
We've got LBK saying that he's fighting this dude solo. No fam will be at ringside. So, got promises from both of you. This is going to be mano a mano.
One-on-one. It's exactly how I want it. That way there's absolutely no excuse that he can try to pull out whenever I beat him 1, 2, 3.
Now, we know that, Scott is the New Genesis Wrestling head official, but we saw during the table, ladder, and chairs match that Donde is also apparently a New Genesis Wrestling official. Who would you prefer to have as the referee for this match?
Anybody except for Scott, because I know I'm not going to get a fair shake if that guy's in there.
Scott?
Well, I mean, I don't think you need to worry about me on the 21st. I think you need to worry about LVK.
I don't need to worry about LVK. I need to worry about you screwing me over because you've already admitted that you fast count me.
I told you that was a typo. That was not. I didn't type fast.
Oh, okay. Whenever I say that the video's not me, it's obviously me. But whenever you say it's
well,
a typo,
you keep saying, hey. You said the video wasn't you, so
I did. But you guys are just so certain, like, yeah, that's him, that's him, that's him.
But when no, I say
I had concrete evidence, it had your picture, for Christ's sake.
What picture? So, me,
Scott. Let me ask you: if you weren't typing fast, which obviously fast is what got sent, what were you trying to type then?
I was trying to type in fun, and it changed it to fast. I like to have fun in my counts, you know, like, you know, that's what it is. It's fun. It's all about, you know, fun in my counts, and then it typed fast. So, you know, it's Google. I hate. It's the Google part. So.
But, you know, Dardar actually brings up a good point saying that Scott and Camera Guy, she's going to see us on a Saturday at IWA. I believe that Reinhardt is also going to be at IWA on this upcoming Saturday.
That's right. That's right. This Saturday, me and DK are going to sacrifice the boys at IWA.
Oh. You guys are going up against the boys?
Correct.
that's going to be a challenge for you.
That's absolutely not going to be a challenge. We've studied these guys. We know exactly what they're bringing to the table. But the thing is they don't seem like the type of guys that do their homework. So I know that they're not going to have any idea what the Great Heathen Armies bring.
Man, that's going to be a good one. You two versus the boys. Are you trying to... As we saw at the beginning, you are a one-time IWA Productions Tag Team Champion. Looking to climb that ladder back over there again and recapture that gold?
You know, I might decide to raid alone over there and leave the tag stuff to Rixer and DK. I think it's really going to depend more on how Rixer fares in that fatal four-way for the light heavyweight title.
We've got quite a little argument going on in the chat right now. We got LBK saying it doesn't matter who the official is. He's putting you to sleep. But we have Big Nicole Smith saying that you're going to put LBK to sleep.
Your amateurish banter is putting me to sleep, kid.
Well, that actually brings up a good question I had in that, you know, I've been seeing you for a little over 2 years now.
Yeah.
I don't believe that you... I could be wrong. I probably am. But I don't recall you having a wide array of a submission-type moveset. You're mostly hit and hurt, right?
Yeah, for the most part. It's hit and hurt, I guess you could say. But for the record, I do have a pretty impressive array of submission moves that I just haven't wanted to use yet. So you have to be able to adapt. And well, ancestrally, the Viking warfare is attack until there's no one left to attack. Sometimes, especially in the wrestling business, that doesn't work. So you adapt. I can do submissions. Well, let me tell you, I can fly if I need to.
I have seen that.
But for the most part, ground and pound, or to put it more simply, see it my way or I beat you until you see it my way, has worked just fine.
Now, you said that you've... You like to steady your opponents when you were referring to the boys. Have you steadied LBK at all?
Sorry?
You said that you like to steady your opponents when we were talking about the boys a moment ago. Have you
steadied LBK at all? Absolutely. Absolutely. Only an idiot goes into battle without looking at his opponent to see what they can do. I know what he can do. I've seen his weaknesses. I have a strategy. Kind of question is that. Have I studied my opponent?
Well, Reiner, infamous Dardar wants to know, hey, Reiner, would you rather have Scott or the infamous Dardar as the referee for your match?
I'm not hearing a difference.
Oh.
Like, they're both a turd in the microwave.
And the infamous Dara Monroe is PYT's number one fan.
Good for her. That says all that I need to know.
We got Justice Savage saying in the comments here, this may be a job for a tank. I believe he's referring to the refereeing. Not sure what he's referring to there.
I have no idea. This is gibberish to me.
Then we have Megan Nicole Smith saying, Reiner the hooligan, LVK sucks.
Smart fan. Smart. They understand.
And we have Don Benner saying that LVK is in a cloud.
Yep. I'm going to make sure he stays on that clock, too.
So we very clearly have Dawn and Megan rooting for you in this upcoming match at Melee and Mosquito.
They're smart fans.
And Scott, who are you rooting for?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is going to be my first time seeing LBK in the ring. So, I mean, I don't know.
Say it, Scott.
Well, I mean, you know, we're just going to have to see.
Say it, Scott.
Oh, you want me to say you?
Say it, Scott.
Is that what you want me to say, you?
Say it.
Well, I mean, I hope whoever the winner is, that's the winner, you know.
Nerd.
We're gonna find out. We're gonna find out.
What a terrible answer. You're horrible.
Oh, we have Kevin Cavini in the chat saying that Reinar will win.
I'm not hearing a whole lot of support for Mr. Needs No Introduction, but gives us a 2-minute TED talk on who he is. Where's that support? I'm seeing the heathen support, seeing plenty of people that understand.
Well, maybe we just had the LBK supporters in last week. LBK, is it possible I can allow Megan and Dawn into the ring to raise my hand after their fallen king gets put to sleep? They could possibly help wake him up.
Just over there ruining his mouth. I'm not even worried about it.
I gotta say, I am really excited for this one. Like I said, it's been 6 months in the making.
Absolutely. I'm ready to get my hands on him.
Yeah.
I'm ready to punch him in the face. I'm ready to throw him around. I'm ready to kick his head into the third row.
Yeah, the only real interaction so far that you two have had outside of the first interaction, where you or someone who looked incredibly like you shoved him back into some chairs. Personally, I think that was you.
It wasn't me. Clearly, it wasn't me.
And then
the people watching this podcast have already confirmed that wasn't me.
Yeah, and then a little bit of the return the favor there at Madness Mayhem, where he pulled you off of the ladder.
Attacked me like a coward. Say it right.
Or, you know, you could say evening the odds a little bit, because the Great Heathen Army did have 3 members during that match.
That's not my fault. I didn't make that match.
No, that match was made by Phoenix Quinn.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
Who was?
She did a great job that time. She did a great job. Great job. All 3 heathens. Great job.
All 3 heathens were legal in that match.
Well, why wouldn't we? We're a team. It's for a set of team titles, correct? Tag team? Haven't you ever heard of the heathen rule?
No, I believe we have the PYT rule we established that last week, didn't we, Scott?
Yeah, we have the PYT rule in NGW, so.
I have no idea what that is.
That means that men, any member.
I really don't care what that is either.
So you said that, so LBK said that the fan would not be at ringside during your match. Is the Heathens going to be stay in the back for your match?
Jesus, man, the rest of the class is on page 4. We've already went over this.
I'm just...
Yes, the heathens will be in the back. They have their own match to worry about.
What about the tag team title match?
Second, third time I've had to say this? Clean them out, Scott. Clean them out, because you can't hear.
So what about the tag title match?
What about it?
Are you going to be out at ringside?
That's none of your business. Why are you asking so many questions? Why are you asking about our strategies?
I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, you sound like a rat, like a mole, trying to get information from me so you can run back to the fam with it.
I'm not running nobody.
I'm done with this conversation. Shut up, Scott.
So, you intend to have a very good raid this weekend as you face the boys. You intend to have a very good raid on the 21st as you go up against LVK, and DK and Rixer go up against the fam to claim the tag team champions. But as you are well aware, because you've been on this program before, here on High Voltage, we like to play a little bit of a game that I like to call Shock Therapy. And for anyone new just joining us, the way that Shock Therapy works is I ask our guests a series of three multiple choice questions. They get two out of three questions correct. They win a prize, which right now is a signed poster for Melee and Mascuta 3. It'll be signed by everybody on the show.
No. Is that the poster that features me?
No.
I don't care.
Well, you know, I think you will care, because this week you will actually be playing for one of your supporters. You will be playing for Megan Nicole Smith.
Can't let my supporters down. Let's go.
All right. So now you, as well as Vikings, are known for raids.
Yes.
So I thought that it would be best to ask you questions about raids. Viking, you should be very knowledgeable.
Absolutely.
I'm going to ask you questions about famous raids. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. Your first question. Which infamous player charged into a World of Warcraft raid shouting his name, ruining the group strategy? Was it A, Sir Sprintalot, B, Captain Clutchpole, C, Leroy Jenkins, or D, Baron Von Yolo?
That would be C, the legendary Sir Leroy Jenkins.
And you think it's C, Leroy Jenkins? And you are correct. It was. Can you give me your best Leroy Jenkins?
That man's a legend. You show him respect.
Give me your best Leroy Jenkins.
All right. Let's go.
I want to hear your best Leroy Jenkins.
Wait, what?
Give your best Leroy Jenkins here. I'll go first. Leroy Jenkins!
No.
Come on, Ryder.
I don't pander, no.
Scott?
I don't even play that game, so I don't even know who that guy is. So.
All right. Ryder, you have one correct. Let's go for two. What is the name of the final boss in Destiny's Vault of the Glass raid? Is it A, Steve, Destroyer of Coffee Breaks, B, Gary the Glitch Beast, C, Athon times Conflux, or D, Spreadsheetus Prime?
I'm going to say C. I've never played it.
With C, Aeon's Time Conflux.
I really wish it was Spreadsheetus Prime. That's a great name.
That would be a great boss name. But you are correct. It is Athon.
So, all right, cool. That was a good guess. Go me.
You have two out of three correct. So you have won that signed poster for Megan Nicole Smith.
Awesome.
But we do have a third question in the tank. You want to see if you can get that one right?
Sure, let's see.
All right, and your third question. In Final Fantasy XIV, which raid boss is known for punishing players who fail complex dance-like mechanics in the Epic of Alexander? Is it A, DJ Wipefest, B, Choreograph Thon 9000, C, Perfect Alexander, or D, Left Shark Ex Machina?
Okay, so again, I've never played this series because while I'm a nerd, I'm not that big of a nerd. Like, that's some, like, straight-up neckbeard living in your mama's basement nerd stuff. But I'm going to go with C.
C, Perfect Alexander. And you are correct again. three out of three correct. So you know what? I'd say that was a successful raid.
Absolutely. It's all I do.
So we know that you are going to be at IWA Productions this weekend. You are going to be at New Genesis Wrestling on the 21st. Where else are fans able to catch Reinhard the Hooligan in action?
You can catch me at IEW. Keep your eyes peeled for No Fold Pro dates and occasionally CHWA dates.
Outstanding. And do you have any merch?
Yeah, you can get all my merch at ProWrestlingTees/RyanOfficial.
Outstanding. So, Scott, do you have any other questions for Ryan or the Hooligan this evening? Quiet over there.
Yeah, I know. Well,
yeah,
you know, he'll,
yeah, because
he'll
I proved that he likes to screw people over and he doesn't know what to do.
No,
he can't backpedal on.
It was not that, like I said, it was a Google or, you know, somebody had.
You can't even keep your story straight.
It wasn't me. Like you said in the picture, that wasn't me. That wasn't my messages. So that wasn't me.
I'm going to need you to clip that part of the show where he starts fumbling real hard and send it to Phoenix along with that screenshot.
Oh, do we really got to bring her in again? Because she'll put you in her place again. You know, so do we really got to bring her on again?
That screenshot is kind of pretty clear.
That wasn't me.
You know, everybody's always saying that wasn't me. That wasn't me. When they get caught red-handed doing something.
Well, Reinhard said that wasn't him. So,
well, that was very clearly Reinhard the Hooligan.
It was very clearly not Reinhard. That was not me.
Oh,
see, that wasn't me on the messages.
That is very clearly you.
That's not
very clearly Reinhard.
That's not me. You know, I can tell you that's not me.
That is your shirt.
No. You know how I can tell you that's not me.
Oh, I
see stripes on that arm there, and I'm sorry. Do you see bands on here, bud? That wasn't me.
I don't understand, Donde.
What is he talking about?
Oh, I know what he's getting at.
Don't do that, Donde. Don't do that.
Donde, that's...
Oh, man.
Donde,
I will bring you a shiny new rock if you don't do that, Donde.
You play one song for him and he gets hooked.
Oh, so this is your fault too, Scott.
Like I said, everybody blames me. I mean, you know, there is a hashtag Scott's fault for a reason, I guess. Everybody's going to blame me. Use me as a scapegoat. Like, you'll probably use me an excuse for when you lose on the 21st to LBK. You'll probably say it's my fault. And blame me.
If I lose and you're in the match, it will be because you fast count me whenever I'm down.
But even when I'm not in the match, I still get blamed.
Yes, Shiny Herman. You got it, Donde. Don't do it, Shiny Herman.
LVK thinking that he looks pretty good in that photo.
Ego. Ego, ego. I'm going to break that ego.
I can't wait. You two circling each other for so long, just chatting it up against each other, throwing things in comments online, both of you coming on high voltage. Neither one of you, I think, are going to hold anything back in this match.
Look, I'm just ready to get my hands on this guy and put an end to it.
This feels less like a match and more like you two are just going to have a straight-up old-fashioned fight.
Absolutely. I'm coming to Muskuta to fight LBK, so I hope he's prepared for it. I'm not coming in here with the ideas of putting on a five-star classic wrestling match. I'm coming in with a mindset of tear this guy's head off.
You know what? I'm going to be there ringside capturing every second of it. And then you won't be able to say it wasn't you.
Well, everybody knows me. It's my match. I'm going to be in it.
Reinhardt, do you by chance have any parting words for the NGW fans?
Pray that the gods forgive me for what I'm going to do to LVK. Scott's a complete idiot. And I'll see you guys at Melee of Escuta 3.
Yeah, we will see you this weekend at Mount Vernon, and we will see you at Melee in Escuta 3. Riley Hooligan, thank you very much for joining us here tonight. We will see you.
It's your pleasure. Right.
Have a good one.
Yep.
Oh. Well, that was fun, Scott.
Oh, yeah. Stop getting blamed for everything.
Didn't even get our chance to finish what's good. What else is going to be happening at Melee and Mascuda before Ryan decided to hop in and just start the raid?
I don't know how he got access to where he could just, I don't know. I guess I need to stop putting the password out there, you know, let everybody know what the password is. That was probably my fault. You know, usually it is my fault, and that probably was my fault. So,
well, things happen. But Scott, LVK versus Reinhardt the Hooligan.
I mean, you know, we've been hearing for ever since, you know, they've been going at it. I mean, this is not going to be a match. This is going to be a fight, no matter what. Yeah, one way you put it. Fight. This is definitely going to be a fight. The talking has ended. I mean, they're going to keep going to Melee and Mascuta 3. But when this match happens, the talking ends, and it's just going to be one-on-one. And we're going to see who wins. I mean, but this one is definitely going to be a fight.
And, of course, the Great Heathen Army will be taking on the Fam, looking to dethrone the Fam, who just recently became the first ever two-time NGW Tag Team Champion.
You know, the Great Heathen Army has held tag team gold in IWA, and they're looking to hold gold in NGW, but they've got some competitors ahead. You know, they're not the first ever NGW tag team champions, two-time NGW tag team champions for a reason. You know, this is going to be a great match between these guys.
Yeah, man, we're going to be having Navi Kai taking on Preacher for the Lightning Division Championship.
Yes, Navi Kai is a very up-and-comer in NGW. He's making a name for himself everywhere he goes, not just NGW, IWA, anywhere this guy goes. I just worked with Navi Kai last weekend in Midwest Collision. I mean, he is a force to be reckoned with, but now he's getting his shot at the Lightning Division champion. But, you know, Preacher's not going to go down without a fight.
Apparently, Dardar is saying that hey, guys, question is for you. Keep Scott away because Preacher told me he's coming for Scott. So
why is he coming for me? Scott. What did I do?
I don't know.
Apparently, I made him mad too. Some, I don't know.
And of course, we're going to also be having the continuation of the tournament to crown the first ever New Genesis Wrestling Women's Champion, where we will see Lexi Green taking on Cassandra Golden.
Yes, the first semifinal match is upon us. You know, Lexi Green is in the semifinals.
Wonderful.
Yeah, there's our tournament right now.
Lexi Green defeated Serena Black to advance on. Cassandra Golden got that bye that Lexi Green wanted.
Yep. And, you know, on the other side, we had Shaza take on Larkin. Shaza advanced. And then we had Nick's last show, Nick's and Lilith Graham. So Nick advances. So now we are having the semifinals, Lexi Green versus Cassandra Golden. One of those women will go on to the finals to take on either Shaza or Nyx to crown the first ever NGW Women's Champion. So we're getting close to the end of that tournament. I can't wait.
We're very close to the end of that. That is going to be just something else, I tell you.
Yes.
Because to be the first of anything is, you can only one person, only the first happens once.
Yes, exactly. You know, and, you know, the honor to be the first ever NGW Women's Champion. I mean, you know, we're down to four now. So pretty soon we'll be down to two, and then we'll be crowning the first ever NGW Women's Champion.
We've got the infamous Dardar saying, let's go Lexi Green.
Yeah. Lexi Green has a chance to go into the finals, but she has to go through Cassandra Golden at Melee Mascuta 3.
Yeah. Donde, we did say his name again three times, but apparently he only likes to show up the first time around that we say it three times.
Yeah. So that's what's good. If you get it out of the way early, it's better to get it out of the way. So
if you just hop in and say it three times right off the bat, then then we're set for the rest of the show. He's a very busy man. He can't constantly be interrupting us.
I mean, that's what he said. He's always watching, but he is watching a lot of stuff besides us. So
I think he just needs to get that little bit of a reminder in.
I think so too. I think so. And we do know when he's coming on, because sometimes that last one slips up and then we realize we messed up.
And of course, we're going to be having Jerry Morgan taking on Sid Holland for the Wrestling for a Cure Championship.
Yeah, Jerry Morgan, you know, not been able to be pinned or submitted in three companies now, in NGW, IWA, and Ignite, and is the current Ignite Outburst champion, looking to become a two-time champion, but he's got a competitor against him, Sid Holland. You know, Sid Holland represents that Wrestling for a Cure championship. He's going to do everything he can to hold on that championship. This one's going to be another fight, I think so.
Yeah, most definitely. And we're going to be having the new NGW heavyweight champion, Playboy Double H, teaming with Tobias Storm, going against the returning Chris Cade and the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz.
Yes, we know on July 12th, Playboy WH will defend that NGW heavyweight championship against Chris Cade at Wrestling for a Cure. But before then, he will be teaming with PYT member Tobias Storm to take on the returning Chris Cade and the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz, which these two are no strangers to each other. I mean, this one, I mean, Chris Cade's looking to get that redemption back, you know, get a little hits in before that heavyweight match that he never lost.
Yep, they're going to be facing off against Wrestling for a Cure in July. And, you know, it's just going to be a great night. Saturday, June 21st, Blue Civic Center in Muskego, Illinois. Make sure you get your tickets now, ngw.ticketleap.com. If you get your tickets online, you get early access to the building and you get to pick your seats.
Yes. I mean, it's crazy that, and also Melee in Muskego 3 is NGW's three-year anniversary. We've been around for three years. It's hard to believe because I've been there since day one, and it's hard to believe. It's great to see a company like NGW grow, and now that we're in our third year, we just keep getting bigger and bigger, and it's just, I can't wait to see what the future holds for NGW.
I mean, and it's great to be a part of a company that is continuing the tradition of wrestling in Muskego, Illinois.
Exactly, and you know, to be in a town with such rich wrestling history in Muskego, Illinois, it's just, it's awesome. And, you know, great town, great venue, Lou Civic Center, you know, it's always great in Muskego.
Which, if you haven't seen on the NGW YouTube channel, we've been putting out a weekly series heading up to Melee in Muskego about little pieces of the history of wrestling in Muskego.
Yes.
My favorite little factoid is, you know, the first ever women's tag team match that took place in the state of Illinois took place in Muskego.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And our friends at the Muskego Herald this week put out an article on that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome that the first ever women's tag team match in the state of Illinois happened in Muskego. And then here in a few months, we're going to be crowning the first ever NGW women's champion. So I can't wait.
It's fantastic. I mean, we've had some big names wrestle in Muskego in the past, like Stan the Man Stasiak.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, you know, that St. Louis area is very popular of wrestling, you know, in this area, and it's good that Muskego has such a great wrestling history. I mean, we have amazing fans over there in Muskego. And I can't wait to come back over there in June. So,
When we had Luke on a couple weeks ago with the St. Louis, the Independent St. Louis Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I posed to him, you know, maybe putting locations into the Hall of Fame. Well, You know, I think that the rate that NGW is going, maybe we could get the Loose Civic Center.
Maybe.
They start getting locations in.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that would be great to have that on there, too.
But I want to thank everybody for joining us here this weekend. Of course, a special thank you to our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muskego, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon. Yeah, thank you, everyone, once again for joining us. And we will be back next week, same time, Thursday, 7 o'clock. Make sure that you give us a wonderful top rope elbow drop on that like button. Scott, do you have anything else?
No.
All right, and we will see everyone next week. Have a good one.